Tropes. There is a black horse that rides through all my poems, zagging past the radio towers and the honked dreams that geese make. On the counter, my mother is fist deep in white meat and soapy water, and she might see the horse come through, or not. There is a pantry of onions, expired and shooting green tongues, and the horse will nuzzle them, then move on with balloons in his mane and streamers in his coarse tail. Lord, forgive me. I starved that horse until he moved, slow as shame, past the lindens and past the street lamps that shout their own names. I wrote him out of the poems. I wrote instead of white meat, of geese that are spat in a V from South Carolina to some place where the horses are piebald and wet and shiny. Sometimes I bury my head in a foot of night and hope like hell I'll wake cradling the limbs of somebody better. I'm always writing the same story, with horses that haunt the sod fields, and characters that change hairdos but hold to their names like hope. Lord, forgive me. If I broke the horse, it wasn't in my nature. In my latest poem, I slip the saddle to rinse the blood from my gum-white hands. There are truer things than disgrace.